Hey everybody, and welcome back to Storytime with Shade. I'm so sorry that there wasn't an episode last week. I was pretty sick. My throat was, I didn't sound normal, so I didn't really feel like recording, but I am back, and still not 100%, but we are back with another chapter of the story. Thank you guys so much for being here. We're going to jump right in, but if you haven't already, please subscribe. And without further ado, here we go. Chapter 15.
You shouldn't be here. You have to leave. Go. Now.
Sam couldn't see a thing, though his eyes were open. It was blackness, absolute. He could hear voices overlapping, though, and for a brief moment thought that this was surely what insanity was like. He stood to his feet, but had no sense of space. The forest was gone, and only the dark remained. He narrowed his eyes and waited for them to adjust, but they didn't, or couldn't.
This isn't your time. You have to get out.
And suddenly, amongst the voices and clear as day, he heard his father as if he was standing right in front of him. Sam.
Dad?
He called out. Through the dark, barely visible, he thought he could make out a face.
It's too dangerous for you to be here, Sam. You have to leave.
Where are you, Dad? I can't see anything.
Sam cried.
There's something here that doesn't want us to leave. You have to get out of here before it's too late, Sam.
Sam could hear the panic beginning in his father's voice, and it unsettled him more than the fact that he still couldn't see anything. His fingers were numb, and though he felt solid ground beneath him, when he looked down, he saw nothing, and it made his stomach turn. Sam was about to ask what he was supposed to do when he heard,
"Run, Sam, run, run!"
He took a blinding start forward and tripped over the fire, sprawling on the ground and sending sparks flying, illuminating the darkness and sending the solid mass of blackness into a multitude of dark figures once more. They swirled around overhead and all around Sam as he covered his head with his hands. When he looked up, he saw that Jay was in front of him, on the ground as well and not moving. His head faced the sky and his eyes were wide open and staring. As the swirling phantom shrieked overhead, Sam knew that he had a choice. He could leave Jay, run for his life, or help him. Sam thought briefly.
I'm not dead yet. He'd do it for me. He has done it for me. Come on, get up, Sam.
He leapt to his feet and grabbed Jay, hauling him up and slinging an arm over his shoulders. He was dead weight. Sam just hoped he wasn't dead. He frantically ran away from the fire and their camp, and towards what he hoped was Jay's car near the outskirts of the woods. Jay's feet dragged along the ground and kept getting stuck on things, forcing Sam to lift him more, which he felt he could barely do. Every time it happened, he persevered, though. His arms were on fire and his chest felt like it would explode, but he kept running without looking back. After what seemed like an eternity, but was probably no more than 10 or 15 minutes, Sam saw the car ahead and found one last burst of energy. He dumped Jay's limp body in the back of the car and fished the keys from his pocket. He got behind the front seat and put the key in the ignition. Sam didn't have his license. He hadn't taken any of the tests. His dad had taught him some things, and he had studied a little bit, though, so he hesitated only briefly before saying,
"Fuck it, I'm getting us out of these fucking woods," and turning the key.
The car rumbled to life in what were now quiet woods, and Sam put his foot on the gas and slowly accelerated. He couldn't see much, but knew it was mostly straight, and after a few cautious minutes of driving, emerged onto the lonely stretch of road leading back to town. There were no other cars, and after he put a little distance behind themselves in the woods, he pulled to a stop in an empty parking lot for a hardware store. The bright fluorescent bulbs of the overhead lamps in the large, empty parking lot felt comforting to Sam. He could now be certain there were no more of those dark, ghostly figures from the woods following him or swirling around. He turned around to see that Jay's eyes were starting to flutter open and said, Jay, are you okay? He looked around for a long time, blinking a lot, and sat up slowly. He said in a half-dazed voice, I'm not sure. Did you drive my car? And then he fell back onto the seat, asleep. Sam let out a sigh of relief and a small chuckle. He was okay, it looked like, and his eyes were closed now. They made it out alive. And that's it for this week. Thank you everybody so much for tuning in. Stay tuned next week for more of The Door in the Woods. Hope you've been enjoying it so far. Please subscribe if you haven't. And until next time, once again, thank you so much for being here and for listening. And until next time, have a good one.